Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing great and has been having an amazing week. We are nearing Christmas in the end of the year. I hope everyone has an amazing holiday season, regardless if you have something planned with your family, friends, or you just plan to do something individually. I hope it's great. Y'all know I just have to catch y'all up per usual. So I have been doing good. I've been working this week and I've really just been looking forward to the holiday off. I recently got my hair done in some boho knotless braids. I have had knotless braids before, but this is my first time getting this style with the curls. I got this water wave hair, y'all, for the curls. And when I say it was the boost that I needed, you hear me? I had this style in for about less than a week now. I have noticed with this hairstyle, it is a style that I have to tend to more than my usual go-to style. My go-to style is usually stitch braids. I love a good design or a straight back. That's usually my go-to. But this one is really nice as well. I just detangled my hair today with water and some leave-in conditioner. It wasn't too bad. I don't really have any complaints. It didn't take me that long. But getting my hair done was a mood boost. It's actually always a mood boost for me because I love getting my hair done and just having some self-care and me time. I'm really looking forward to Christmas. Christmas has always been my favorite holiday, from the music, the decorations, the food, and the time spent with loved ones. I will be going to the movies on Christmas with my family. It's kind of like a tradition of ours because we go to the movies every Christmas, except for the Christmases I was in college, but we typically go to the movies every Christmas. And y'all, this year is really wrapping up and coming to a close. Like, 2023 really said what's up and dipped and headed out. It's like these years are just flying by, and I feel like I'm having like an epiphany with time moving so fast. Like, I'm really trying, well, not trying, I'm really starting to grasp the importance of like each day, like day in and day out, because time is something that we are never going to get back. And I feel like putting the time into being more productive, whether that's going to the gym, journaling, interviewing for jobs, going to school, I really want to do things that are meaningful to the time that's given, because it's really a blessing to have the opportunity to have life. And I want to make sure that I'm investing in myself and showing up for myself in the ways that's needed. So yes, that's that. And today I did have a topic. So in this episode, I kind of just wanted to briefly discuss what I call like the mid 20 blues and really how life really be lifing, and sometimes it's difficult to get ahead of it. I wanted to talk about this because I feel like at this age in life, we have a lot of expectations for ourselves. Just being in our heads, thinking that you should have done this and done that, and just putting so much pressure on things that haven't even happened yet, which has a tendency to create anxiety. Although I feel like advancement and self-development is important and we should strive to meet goals and have a great life, I feel like it's really imperative not to negate the things that we've already achieved and worked through. I just feel like we have to give ourselves credit and our flowers through the journey, and most importantly, grace. Like, if you aren't making the salary you want, if you are in the job you want, or you're trying to reach like a small goal or anything like that, you are capable of doing so with speaking it into existence, prayer, and any action behind it. But through the journey, just make sure to pat yourself on the back for everything you've achieved and worked through to reach that goal that you're trying to reach, rather than being down on yourself, because you got this. We all got this, and we're going to get to it one way or another. And that's just on period. And y'all, that's just all I have for that topic. And I did want to segue to the next thing. I did want to catch y'all up on what I've been watching. So I just recently began watching two shows, The Impact Atlanta and Basketball Wives Orlando. I am going to start by discussing The Impact Atlanta. This show is about social media influencers and their lives. So this show really gave me a deeper look on these individuals' lives, like, because I feel like on social media, everything is really surface level. It's either a picture or, you know, a video. It's not very long. Also, y'all, I'm bad. I ended up starting with season two of the show. And I started with season two of the show because I was seeing promotion from season two. And I just felt like from the promotion I was seeing that the show seemed like it would be interesting. So I just wanted to give it a chance. I did attempt to start with season one, but I got into some of the episode of the first season. The first episode of the first season, and I ended up turning it off and just going straight to season two. I think I'll probably go back and take the time to watch the first season. I probably will. Anyways, season two cast included Ari, Des Dior, Tay, Toussaint, Jerika. Jerika is her nickname. I'm sorry, y'all. I really do not remember her real name. And then Lakia. I was familiar with these people from social media, and I actually follow Des Dior on Instagram because when I tell y'all, Miss Girl dresses down, and I like to see the looks that she gives, you know, little fashion inspo, little 1-2. But by the show, it just seems like everybody knows everybody in Atlanta. It's like, it just makes Atlanta seem so small, but it's really not. It's like the cast was so intertwined and they all had some kind of connection to each other, like in some way. Like Jerika and Tay used to be friends back in the day. They're not friends anymore. Then you have Ari and Tay, they're best friends. Then you have Ari and Toussaint, who are friends as well. Then you have Toussaint and Tay. Toussaint is Tay's assistant. So the cast is just really intertwined. The show did show some things that they do outside of social media as well, which I thought was pretty nice. Like Des models, Toussaint raps. That was surprising and interesting because I literally had no idea that he was a rapper. So that was interesting. And then I believe Ari and Jerika. No, not Jerika. Is it Jerika? I think it might be Jerika. Yeah, but I think Ari and Jerika have swimwear lines. And then, et cetera. There was just other things as well. And y'all know it just had to be some drama too. They always love to include some drama, child. So it was definitely, you know, they just had to incorporate that in there. And then I was also surprised to see The Impact Atlanta had a reunion. That was interesting too. I wasn't expecting that. So it wasn't a bad show. I would watch if they came out with another show, and I'm going to go back and revisit season one. I'm going to watch that. And when I watch that, y'all know I will come back and give y'all my take on it. Also, I started watching Basketball Wives Orlando. I used to watch Basketball Wives a long time ago. And when I say a long time ago, I mean in high school. I'm 26 now, so that was like almost 10 years ago. So it's kind of like I'm watching a brand new show. I mean, essentially it is a new show because this is the first time they ever did a Basketball Wives in Orlando, I believe. But the thing that made me gravitate towards watching this season is I seen that Neek was being casted. And if you're not familiar with Neek, she is a YouTuber and a social media influencer. I follow her on YouTube. So I'm just going to give y'all a very transparent take of what I've watched thus far because I haven't finished the season yet. But y'all, I am exhausted. I am exhausted. The show is kind of exhausting so far. But I'm really doing my best to tread through the remainder of the season. But so far, what I'm receiving, it's mainly about my man this, you stole my man, where is your man that, and drama just revolving around men. So, yeah. most of the issues have started from something about a man and have trickled into like more petty drama, but the underlying issue is a man. Like, that's just the common denominator in a lot of the drama. And I feel like the women should be pressing the men rather than pressing each other. It's just kind of sad sometimes. And I do understand the show is called Basketball Wives and the women are on the show based off of their previous and current relationships with basketball players. But I was kind of expecting there to be some more substance, like really diving into who these people are outside of their relationship. And I feel like it could have been possible to make the show into something more positive, like really having a sense of community with people who share similar lives as you and just spending time with other women and showing how life is outside of your partner, since their partners are not even official cast on the show. I mean, granted, they do show their partners like in small clips. And when I say partners, it's not all of their partners, but in small clips, but they're not on the show. Anyways, that may just be my optimism. I'm tripping, but that may just be my optimism because I'm highly aware that drama sells, but it's just not it seeing successful grown women just be at it. Like, I was expecting some kind of women empowerment. And I feel like there were some attempts at positivity on the show and also feel like there was attempts to go into, you know, other topics, but I just feel like the drama is just bigger than all of that. Like, that's what I'm taking from it so far. And also, I think the show is just mainly exhausting to me because it just seems like some of their lives really just revolve around their relationship with these men and their man's career. And when there isn't a man in the picture, like some of the women on there who are just on there because they previously had relationships with men, it just seems like they're kind of lost. Like, for instance, there is this one specific situation on the show where one of the women have kids with her ex-fiance. So from my understanding, they are no longer together and her ex-fiance has moved on with one of the other women on the cast. And if y'all following, I'm sure y'all assuming that this whole situation is messy, and that's because it was. So the ex-fiance explained that she was with her ex for 10 years and that he had difficulty being monogamous. She said this. She feels like the woman that he's currently with now was aware that she was still dealing with her ex-fiance when she got in the picture. Therefore, she don't like her. She do not care for her. Just from her actions and the way she talks to her, you know, she doesn't like the other woman. And they just had her and the other woman just recently had a sit down where they were basically discussing the situation. Didn't go well. Didn't end well. My personal opinion is I don't agree with the other woman if she knew about them being together and still decided to be with the man. But what I do have to say is the other woman owes her 0% loyalty. She does not know her from a can of paint. The man, her ex-fiance, was the one who owed her loyalty. The one she said she was with for 10 years. He was the one that owed you loyalty. Period. So I'm not necessarily sure what she's hoping to gain from this situation. I'm just not necessarily sure. Like, she literally said that man had an issue with being monogamous anyway. So I'm not understanding. I can understand that she probably still has feelings for him. and maybe she's thinking that there's a possibility for them to still be together. But I personally think she should just take the experience, well, that experience she had with him, to know what she does not want in a future partner. And also, since she dealt with that situation, she would be able to, like, if she ever had somebody coming in her direction that is unable to be monogamous, she would be able to sense that and she would be able to go in the other direction. So anyways, I'm going to continue watching it till the end, and I will definitely tap back in with y'all and let y'all know if my feelings about the show changed, if there was a change of pace. I will definitely be sure to let y'all know. But while ending this episode, I did want to do something a little festive since it is the holiday season. I did just want to do kind of a this or that. So I wanted to ask y'all, do y'all prefer gifts in holiday bags or wrapped gifts? I am going to say I prefer wrapping gifts, because when I found out how to wrap a gift when I was younger, I felt like I was unstoppable. And I feel like that has carried on into my adulthood. I really enjoy wrapping gifts. I love a little gift wrap with some cute wrapping paper. Ain't nothing wrong with a holiday bag either. Nothing's wrong with it. But it's fun to wrap gifts. But y'all, I am closing the episode. I am going to figure out some more things to talk through with y'all. And I really hope that y'all have been enjoying these episodes. Just bear with me while I'm working through this. I hope that y'all have an amazing holiday. And if I don't tap back in with y'all before New Year's, Happy New Year to everyone, and be safe. Until next time, bye.